We're here for a good time. Well, good afternoon. Happy Thursday to you out there in Radio Land. And Pat, thank you for that great, is it called bumper music? Is that what that is? Bumper music?
Intro music.
I like it. And people actually know that song around town. People are kind of figuring out that I am who I am on the air now, which is kind of scary because I was promised being on radio, nobody would ever see me, but I don't know. Something's happened there. Not quite sure.
And I play that on my show. Join me weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on 106.7, the best of the 70s and the 80s, where I will play that one probably once, twice a week.
That is a radio voice. That's why you're a pro and I'm this rank amateur walks in off the street.
Much better looking than I am.
Well, that's why it's radio. I can't believe you.
Yeah, they can't tell. Between the two of us, they just say, hey, probably they're both good looking, not realizing that you're the good looking one.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Are you still doing the weather on the air?
I am.
Are you?
Good. I am.
And what's the weather right now? What's going on?
It's been really good news. The only really good news I've had all week.
I'm not touching that.
I didn't say that.
No.
I do weather on all K102, KPND, Rock 103.
Oh, wow.
All the stations, the Beach, Max, and but the thing is, you never hear it because I'm on between 9 p.m. and 4 a.m. is where I do weather. And no, I don't wake up out of my bed at home running.
Wait a second. So at like 2 in the morning, you're going to say, hey, it's dark outside. Now back to the music.
I am usually awake at home, I'll hear myself at 2 a.m. thinking, oh, God, I lied about this one. No, I'm pretty accurate. We have a good weather system, satellite forecast system. So.
Well, it was definitely cold the last two mornings for sure. We've got a great show today, by the way, Pat. We've got Michelle Berger from BGH, the Orthopedics Clinic Manager, talking about a cool apprentice program that she's kicking off there.
I have known Michelle. If I've been in this town 27 years, I've probably known her 26 and a half.
Well, I know her sister better than I know her, but we've run into each other a few times. And now that you smile, I can see it. It's kind of funny.
Known Michelle since almost day one. She's probably one of my three or four longest, dearest friends in this town.
You know, it's funny. You can't hear what he's saying about you. It's really funny. It's really embarrassing, but I won't share it with you since you don't have ear. But it was, that one time, that one place, remember? Well, that's okay. It's all good. Well, good. I'm glad we'll be talking here in a few minutes. And then we've got Lisa from Sassy coming in, and she's all got her black chapeau on, looking good in her hat.
She does.
Doesn't she? I know. I keep telling her it's radio. Nobody cares, but she does it for us.
Really for you and me.
I think so.
Because nobody else can tell about that chapeau.
No, it just comes across. It's implied. And then last but not least, some interesting stuff going on at the Cedar Street Bridge, and we'll hear more about that. They've got something going on this weekend, and they want to push that a little bit, which is good. That's why we're here. So
that's what we do.
I had made a note to not talk about the election stuff, Pat, because, you know.
What election was it?
You missed it.
Something happened.
They kind of snuck it past. The only thing that I was surprised, and this is just me, was the 1% sales tax in both Ponderé and Sandpoint failed, because they had to be 60%. In Ponderé, it failed straight up. It was less than 50. In Sandpoint, it was 50, a little over 50, but way under 60, too. So that's the death knell for that.
That evening, I was following national news and everything, and I'd early in the evening, I texted a friend of mine, David Keys, something like that, asking if he knew I could find, and he got back to me at about 1 a.m. or so.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. No, but, I was.
So I figured he was probably busier frying other fish at that point.
Yeah, I was watching other stuff at that point for sure. But interesting. You never know. That's why we all vote. And what is it that's saying now that I'm hearing something that you just can't be patriotic when your team wins. You got to kind of work together. So that's where I'm all about. That's where we all kind of have to be.
That's where I've been my entire life. You know, and I am not going to get political, but I will say I've been left and right my entire life. I'm a candidate and issue guy. I'm not a party line guy. I have voted both ways in this past election, even some on the right, some on the left, locally. And it's just whoever's best for the moment and stuff. And at the end, work together with the other side. Always, always work together with the other side,
right?
Whether your person won or your person lost.
Well, it's interesting because, of course, one thing I work with is the auto body world. You know that a little bit. And it came to a fruition this week. And I thought, wait a second. There are definitely two types of people in the world. There really are. You know, and then people think politics like Democrat, Republican, but it's not. It's in Bonner County, especially, it's either people who have hit a deer or people who will. And so that's kind of the dividing line. And Pat's raising his hand.
Now, yeah, I was about to say, because there's no people who never will.
Yeah, no, you either have or you will.
In 27 years here?
Yeah.
Two pretty flush on, nipped a third where, you know, just like, you know, the front fender took a little.
Ink. Oh, yeah. You know Michael Bogue, I'm sure. Yeah, anyway, he's just a great guy. He's probably been the most frequent flyer guy for repairs. He owns a couple of restaurants in different towns out of here, so he's always driving Priest River, Bonner's Ferry. He has a, I think it's a Honda Pilot, almost like 400,000 miles on the thing. And I counted, I think it was 27 repairs on this thing by hitting animals. He calls them forest rats. They're not deer. They're forest rats in his world. And so he's been a good one for us.
I'm calling his vehicle a tank, because if he's done that many and not completely wrecked it at one point,
No, he puts it back together.
I want a tank. Driving. I drive a caravan.
That's right. Well, I think we should take our first break.
Yes.
And then when we come back, we'll have Michelle Berger from BGH talking about a cool program going on there. So we'll see you after the break.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Mondays are local appreciation all day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 15% off your bill with an Idaho driver's license. No exclusions, even on fillets and crab legs. Proudly serving Idaho-raised and processed USDA choice beef and everything fried in Snake River Farms beef tallow.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
The Murphy bed is a truly instant guest bed. You can convert it from a handsome cabinet to a comfy queen bed in less than a minute. When it's all closed, it takes up less than 10 square feet of floor space with a gel memory foam mattress. Perfect for a loft area, bonus room, or rental property. Offered in several styles and finishes, it's easy to use, easy to love. Visit our 30,000 square feet of home furnishings and flooring. Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One. We're unique, we're different, and we're worth the drive.
Save through Monday with Bi-Mart's latest savings book. Pick up a copy in-store today. Federated Ordnance 9mm ammo is just $10.99. Find a hot price on a six-pack of Clear Creek wool socks, now just $9.99. 5 pounds of Bob's Red Mill flour is just $2.99. Martinelli Sparkling Cider is 2 for $5. Plus, save up to $8 on Bosch wiper blades. Members save more with our latest savings book at Bi-Mart.
If you're a private landowner with even a couple of acres of timber, it's wise to periodically hire a professional logger to assess your property for threat of wildfire and disease. Then, work to minimize those threats with highly selective thinning. Careful, strategic thinning of the timber on your property not only helps minimize the risk of wildfire, disease, and pest infestation, but encourages new growth for long-term sustainability. Since 1990, Sierra Logging has been working with private landowners to help protect their assets. Property lines are clearly defined, roads carefully established or maintained. Leftover slash and brush is methodically piled and the site dutifully cleaned up afterwards. Log truck drivers are courteous and sensitive to landowners and their neighbors. And you, as a landowner, are paid directly by the sawmill. No middleman, ever. Phone Sierra Logging for a free consultation at 509-671-1158 or visit sierralogging.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future...
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KPFI.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live radio show. And really, what could go wrong on a live radio show? I don't know. If you are listening to us, which I guess you are because you are, we're on 97.1 FM right now. We rebroadcast sometime on Friday or something, Pat. Is that right? something?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Friday. And then we're all the time.
Saturdays.
Oh, Saturdays.
Between the 5 and 6 o'clock hour, I will pick a show from the week to rebroadcast to fill that hour.
Yeah.
And it was your show from last Thursday. So, of course, online you can and get it just anytime.
That would be at NorthIdahoRadio.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Just click on the shows, and you'll find North Idaho Thursday.
It's by dates, by calendar dates. You'll see.
And
it
goes. Yeah, last show. You know, was the last one on there, and you can click and listen to the whole show.
And I predict that Michelle Berger will probably be listening to this after we get through it one time. So, I want to welcome you to the studio. Thanks for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You need to go a little closer to the microphone there, though. Okay. And, there you go, so we all can hear
She's
you.
She's soft-spoken,
sure.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're soft-spoken, too. But very nice. We were just talking, that I know your sister and you guys. It's so funny when you smile like that, you have the same look. Patrice is wonderful,
thank
too.
You.
So, yeah. Well, do me a favor. Pat knows you from 100 years.
Sure.
I mean, it was funny, like your oldest friends. That's really cool. So tell me a little bit about how you got to hear at BGH. I know you said your mom was a nurse there forever.
My grandmother.
Oh, grandmother.
Actually,
okay.
Ann Berger, who is 98 years old and still doing well. She was
You're
going
to have to push her mic closer.
For about 20 years. So as kids, we always were in the hospital. And so, of course, I always wanted to be like her and knew that in some sort of fashion that I was going to be in the medical field. Right out of high school, became a CNA, had the opportunity to go to school to become a medical assistant, and did that probably within about 3 years.
Yeah.
And been doing it for about 30 years now in our community. I've had some great family practice practitioners and immediate cares and people in our community that have taught me so much. And I'm loving what I have done for 30 years.
Yeah.
There, comes a point where you always want to do more. And so I definitely expanded out and started doing some cancer care in our community. And
well, that's from the heart, isn't it? That's great.
Yeah,
it truly is. You're also doing something else new, too.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about this MA program?
Yeah. I kind of just wanted to teach others what I've been given the opportunity to learn. There is a National Testing Center, NCCT, where I hold my certification that does certification through experience. And so working at Bonner General, I learned that we could have CNAs or medical assistants that are uncertified work within our hospital, in our clinics, and do by experience to become certified. Otherwise, you're going to school
right.
in order to do those things. And there is opportunities in the Northwest to go to schools to become a certified medical assistant. That takes a lot of valuable time, but some people learn that way, and that's okay.
Sure.
If CNAs, like right out of the high school, want to come and work at Bonner General, we have made it a point to be able to make them into certified medical assistants by working within our clinics and gaining the experience and, doing some educational training on their time as well. But
yeah, that's great, isn't it? Because not only do they come out of high school with a CNA, and so they're looking to better themselves, and then you get them certificated here, and then all of a sudden now you have them working at the hospital. And they're living at home, probably saving a ton of money, first of all, and traveling back and forth through, out their career before they came back to school here or back to work.
Yeah.
And that's, that's really, really cool. I mean, that does save money. And can you imagine how many hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years, for sure?
Definitely. Yeah. And just not having that student loan debt afterwards and, working throughout the program. So you're also, keeping your job and learning as you go. And Bonner General has just been amazing about encouraging our CNAs to take this program, allowing them to work, teaching them new things. They help them with the study guides. They help them get reimbursed for their test, which is only $119.
Inducement.
We do reimburse you after you graduate the program and pass your exam.
Yeah. How many people have gone through that so far? What do you think?
So we just started this about a year ago, and we've had 4 graduates already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's really good. Yeah. And I imagine word gets out True. I mean, whether you're recruiting CNAs, sure. because that's what you're always trying to find those, I'm sure. But if you can show them a career path to move up, and again, reimbursing and on-the-job training and role modeling and all that kind of stuff, that's got to be an incentive.
So one of our first graduates was another sister of mine who works in the hospital, and she was a CNA for years in Bonner General, and a very good one. She decided that when we started this program that this is something that she wanted to do, and she did great at it. And the doctors and the practitioners and, you know, our HR director, our managers, John, all just encouraging these people to go through these programs and be able to up their career and make the money that we deserve to make.
Aren't we spoiled that way here? Aren't we? Because, I mean, there's other places they could go to work in the same track and not get that same pat on the back. Hey, how are you doing so far? What can we do to help you along? And all that. So that's really a good sense of community that way, too.
It is. And I think that with Julie Hoffman, Stacy Good, and Aaron Banal, they have all helped me build this program and been encouraging and encourages the students and allows me to go to the high school and talk to them, along with our marketing department, of course, and just try to get this out there for the community members that are going to work hard and keep them here in Sandpoint and keep them at Bonner General.
Absolutely.
Make so good MAs.
How many CNAs do you have in the hospital system? I mean, how many are there?
Gosh. You know, I suppose that on the floor level upstairs, we probably have several. In our clinics, I think that, you know, the opportunity would be, you know, 10 to 15 at any time to be an assistant and learn how to become a medical assistant so that we can all run our practice as well. Mm-hmm. And I currently have a CNA in the clinic that I specifically work in right now, and she's becoming a medical assistant. And just to see how much more they can help the other staff and that they can be there with the doctor and and being able to do those skills independently and just be, it's just a great opportunity for our teams to be stronger.
And do you see this growing? Is this something that's picking up momentum, or is this about where you want it to be?
Yeah, I hope it grows because I think our clinics in Bonner General are growing. So we've went from a couple of small clinics over the years to having several clinics now. And in order to make those run, a part of that team is medical assistants to assist our physicians and make these work. And Sandpoint doesn't have a lot of medical assistants. We don't have a lot of applicants when we do have open positions all the time.
Sure.
Sometimes, sure, but not always.
And that's why you go to the high school and kind of keep that program going there.
Yeah.
Because they can be a full-blown CNA coming out of high school, right?
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, some people want to go away and go to school, and that's great. I encourage that. But if that's not your path and you have to stay here, let's give them an opportunity to stay within Bonner General and learn and become a successful citizen. And
Again, role modeling goes on that way too. So, well, Michelle, so if people are a CNA already and they're hearing this, can they contact you even if they're not working at BGH and kind of figure out a pathway?
Absolutely. I encourage anyone interested in this program to contact me through the Bonner General website. My extension's on there. It's 1469 just in case, but anytime anybody wants to learn about this program, I'm happy to speak with them.
Well, great. Well, it's great seeing you and talking to you and making that connection there too, because I think I've run into you a few times over the years too, and it's a small town still. It truly is, but what a great feeling that you're helping these young people find a career path that way too and be able to stay in their hometown. That's a dream come true for a lot of people, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, definitely.
Well, very, very good. So we're going to wrap up and take a little break right now. And I don't know, maybe when we come back, if we come back, I don't know if Pat's going to be pushing the right button. You never quite know on this. You know, we assume that he will. We're going to be talking to Sassy, and that's Sandpoint Area Seniors. And we'll be talking to Lisa, and we'll go from there.
Thank
you. Nice talking to you again. You're welcome back anytime, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you after the break.
All right.
Making your winter checklist? Better include getting those rock chips in your windshield fixed. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you that rock chips can turn into cracks in cold weather. And when it comes to repairs or replacements, schedule an appointment today. It's also a good time to replace your wipers and have the Aquapel glass treatment applied to help with visibility. Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
If a buried natural gas pipeline is leaking outside your home, you may see dead vegetation, hear a hissing noise, or smell it. Because Avista adds a rotten egg scent that's easily detectable. If so, get far away and call 911 and Avista. And if you ever smell a natural gas leak indoors, get everyone outside fast. Don't flip light switches, use a cell phone, or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe, like a neighbor's house, then call 911 and Avista. We just want you to be safe. Carbon monoxide detectors save lives. Because if kerosene, propane, natural gas, or wood isn't burned properly, dangerous carbon monoxide may result. And it can build up indoors without you knowing, as it's invisible and odorless. So protect yourself by installing UHL-approved carbon monoxide detectors. If carbon monoxide is present, the detector will alert everyone to get out of the house, where you can safely call 911 for help. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
Every food you love is good food. And the foods we love, they're all a little different. At Yolks, we believe food is meant to be made just the way you like it. So whether it's filling you up, or giving you comfort, or trying something new, it's all good if you're making something you love. Whatever you're into, we've got you at Yolks Fresh Market.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to AGE Heating and Cooling, your locally owned Lennox Premier dealer in Sandpoint. Right now, get up to $1,500 in rebates, or qualified buyers make no payments and incur no interest for 12 months financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Call 208-603-2210. Online at ageheatingandcooling.com. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number, Idaho HVAC Contractors License Number 059041.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
Well, welcome back. And the sun can't shine every day, but it's trying to today, which we appreciate.
It does till about, 4 p.m. now?
The time change. I mean,
I'm not a fan of time change. It never happens.
You know, it's dark when you go to work. It's light for, like you said, like 45-minute slot, like right about now, and then it's dark when you go home.
In the summer, when I get off air at 6, my wife and I take two beach chairs. We go down to City Beach,
right.
We sit around till about 8, 8:30. And now I go outside to go to my car for something at 4, and it's blackout.
I know. You're feeling your way in the darkness, that's for sure. Lucky today to have Lisa Bond from SASI, Sassy, we're calling it these days, Sandpoint Area Seniors. And she's showing up about once a month, always with a new wardrobe, always a new hat, for sure. And can you describe this hat for us?
This is a wide-rim Western-style cap, black cap, felt.
And that's so funny because Pat was wearing the same hat today. I should have got a picture, but you know, it's radio.
Right? That, we communicate.
All the cool kids.
He got the memo that it was hat day. Sorry, you're out of the loop.
Yeah, I know. Well, there you go. So what is going on at our favorite senior center? I know you don't always call it the senior center, but it's kind of that's how I remember
it. Yeah, you can call it the senior center. Yep, absolutely. For anyone 60 and above, we still serve lunches from, I know, I saw that, 60 and above, Monday through Thursday, starting at 11:30. And those lunches are amazing, as always. We just had salmon today. It was so good. I got to have a quick bite before I got here. We have once a month.
Yeah, don't ever think about bringing like dessert with you when you come here to see me. Don't ever do that because
absolutely.
I wouldn't be able to say no.
I would never do that to you.
No.
But we have had some special events. We just finished our Fill the Gap program campaign, and absolutely wonderful success. So we set out to raise $50,000. We actually managed to top out at about $78,000 by the time it was all said and done. We had some wonderful sponsors, and also an anonymous donor who came in at the last minute for a $20,000 match for every dollar.
For a match, really? Mm-hmm. How about that? And it's a 501c3 organization, right? So it's tax, all that.
Yep, and we operate largely on donations and what we get from the little bit that we get, which is only about a quarter of what it takes to make the meals for home-delivered meals and on-site meals. Yeah. And so we have to raise the money for all of the rest of it. So we, if you anyone knows someone who's at home and unable to get or make their own meals, please refer them to us for the home delivered meal program. There is no income qualification, and a lot of people don't realize that. It really is 60 and above, and for those who are struggling with getting meals in their homes. So really encourage people to.
So how do you deal with somebody who, there's a pride issue, you know, and I'm not one of those people who get those free meals and whatever else, and they really aren't doing well.
Yeah.
Is there, what do you do about breaking down that wall?
You know, I think for the most part, just about anything, the personal touch. So if you know someone who's maybe not feeling like they want to participate, or I'm not in bad enough situation, come with them. Bring them to the center. I would challenge really anyone to come to the senior center at any point in time, because we are lively and vibrant and an active group of folks. I think some of the misconceptions about the senior center are that, you know, we're everybody's kind of just hunched over their meal. Lively, active folks in the community. And so bringing them in and getting to see that part of what we do there is really important. We have dance lessons and pinochle and bridge and yoga and all sorts of activities going on at the senior center.
And you're the pro with this. I'm just going to guess at something, but I assume with holiday season coming up that the loneliness factor probably kicks in for more people than we'd like to even think about. I've got to believe if they get a little dose of your center and seeing maybe an old friend or making a new friend or something, that might be a pretty important connection.
You know, I just yesterday I had lunch with someone, and I won't name him by name, but had been a part of this community his whole life, born and raised here, and hadn't really ever been in the senior center. And he is 91, right? Didn't feel like he was really qualified to come
in. Not old
the
enough
center,
at 91 to come in.
And what we talked about was, you know, beyond, of course, health and housing and being able to get nutrition, the fourth aspect of being able to do well in aging in our world is connection.
Yeah.
And it meant everything to him to come there. And so he and his buddy are coming in. They're going to come in and be regulars. And and it is about the food. The food is good.
Sure.
But it's really about the connection.
Yeah. It's funny. Rotary, you know, we talk about Rotary sometimes. We've had two Rotarians who've turned 90 in the past 2 months.
Yeah. It's amazing.
But to see them still connected and vibrant and making that social connection for sure. Same thing is what that is. Yeah. And we get pretty good meals too, but it's just a great, again, they look forward to coming to those Wednesday meetings because that's what they do. A long time ago, they did their service and they've helped and they still help with advice and all that, but they're there for the long lifetime friendships of
connections,
making sure they're there. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And shout out to my dad who turns 91 here in another couple of weeks. And, you know, he's at Life Care, and absolutely what means everything to him there is that connection, the connection that he gets to make with other people.
Yeah. My father-in-law is 90 plus now too. And it's all I can do to keep him off the roof to put lights on and all that. He's finally, if I get over there quick enough, he's finally waiting for me to do things.
Nice.
But it's taken all this time now to not have him up on top and do all
good
this.
Good for
him. Just, and he's tougher than I'll ever be, too. He just really is. So what's going on out in your world? I see a couple things on the table
here. Yes, indeed. We've got some great events coming up. Actually, this Saturday, we have Turkey Bingo. Oh. And it's a big and exciting event. We do have once a month bingo at the center anyway. But this is Turkey Bingo, so we'll be giving away fresh turkeys and ham and also a whole slew of prizes. So we have baskets that we're raffling off, local businesses donated. Cool. So we've got a rousing time ready for people on Saturday. So it's Saturday.
Turkey bingo, that means they win a turkey then when they when the bingo game
That's
is
correct.
Out,
yeah, classic bingo, but okay. the prizes are all the things that I mentioned before.
And does it cost to do that?
It costs $25 for entry, and that gets you 5 cards, and then each additional card is $5. And then we'll also have some raffles that you can enter and buy tickets for.
Very cool.
Yep. So that's November, and then, of course, we'll be having our traditional Thanksgiving meal the Thursday before Thanksgiving. But we are so fortunate to have Dave and Tammy Gunter, who are going to be doing a fundraising concert for us at the center. And this will be invitation to everyone, young and old, coming for Christmas concert, but also a sing-along at the end. So we'll have cookies and hot cocoa from 2 to 4 in the afternoon on December 21st. So,
and they are so good.
Local favorites.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Dave actually sang at my wedding 100 years ago. Well, 32 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, and he was also a radio guy way back. And he worked for me at the Bee, the Daily Bee, a long time ago, too. And what a talented couple. My goodness. They're our neighbors, too.
Nice.
And so we see them a lot. And,
nice.
Both of them are, Tammy, are just gems in our community.
Absolute
and
gems.
What a great idea. So what's the date on that again?
That's on December 21st from 2 to 4.
So we're wrapping up Christmas, getting ready to go and spend a couple hours enjoying that.
Yeah, just kind of skip out on the hardcore shopping and running around and stop into the senior center for a couple of hours and enjoy some wonderful holiday music. It should be wonderful.
And did I miss it? Is there a cost to that?
There is no cost. It'll be only donation only.
Donation only. Okay. Good.
Whatever moves you to bring.
Yeah. Well, again, I think that's awesome. It really, truly is. So, and everything else is going well? You're seeing the numbers being pretty steady for use?
Yeah. So we actually had a wait list that we unfortunately had to put people on for the home-delivered meals for a very brief period of time. I want to say maybe a couple of months. And part of that was we work with the Area Agency on Aging for our funding. And their funding just sort of stopped for a little bit, and they had some struggles in that way, and that's been opened up again. So we are now taking referrals for the home-delivered meals. And, you know, we keep adding activities. We're looking – there's a group that's looking to have a poker group, a men's group there at the center. We have, of course, our Pinochle and Bridge and those kinds of activities. We still are offering dance lessons, so
– yeah.
Pool, a wonderful pool table. I don't know if you've ever seen it at the center.
I have.
It's a beautiful pool table, so we do have pool on a couple nights a week. But if you want to see what's happening specifically, look at the calendar. You can go to our webpage at sandpointareaseniors.org, and you'll find out all the things that we have going on.
Yeah.
The energy is good there. People are welcoming. It's a really positive environment.
Well, you've definitely jumped in, too, as director. You've been in the seat for how long now?
I've been with the center since February. I started out in development and then ended up wearing both hats of both.
Oh, you have another hat too?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So I'm both the director and the development director at the center. So, and that's only been a recent development. I want to say maybe 6 or 8 weeks. So.
Yeah, and a lot of volunteers.
Wonderful volunteers, a whole host of volunteers, and we couldn't do it without our volunteers. In fact, we are looking for some drivers right now. Not necessarily. Some people think that when they commit to driving that it's a big time commitment. But there are very short shifts that people can do. So
they can sign up for their level of time and comfort level. And
absolutely.
So they come by and see you on that maybe? Is that a face-to-face type situation?
Yeah, come on in and fill out a volunteer form and we'll get them plugged in.
Good, 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 good. So it's hard to think past the holidays. You've got two big things coming up. But, you know, tell me 2 years from now, what do you have going on there that you don't have going on now?
You know, I think the biggest accomplishment and how I will feel like I am accomplished is if we manage to set up the center so that financially it will continue to roll long past my existence with the center. So setting up an endowment that's a healthy endowment. That doesn't require staff to constantly be plugging along and essentially working on these small fundraisers that we can really afford to just do what we do.
Because that takes so much time, doesn't it? It really, truly does.
It does.
And then the ROI isn't quite what you need it sometimes, but it feels good to do them, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Lisa, thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
And one of my newest Facebook friends, too. I love seeing you out there with your hats and everything else going
on.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a little bit of a break, and then when we come back, we'll be talking about some pretty cool stuff going on at our Cedar Street Bridge. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company.
Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the Old Powerhouse Building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint and Ponderay. Consistently voted best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision repair facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, and no charge for an estimate, advice, or even friendly customer service. Remember, in Sandpoint and Ponderay, it's Northwest Auto Body.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise Foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you retired or retiring soon? Do you know how much money you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. These may feel like scary times. Several economists are saying that a recession is imminent. So what do you do? Ancient wisdom says plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have an actionable plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan is executed to take advantage of market gains, but protect you from market losses. We would like to give you a free, no-obligation consultation to help you do all three. We will help you discover your magic number and give you the roadmap to get there. Call now to schedule your free consultation. 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108. 800-508-6108. Don't wait. Call 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back to a great Thursday afternoon. I can't believe it. This hour goes by so quickly. It truly does. But to wrap it up, we have Stacy Mueller from the Cedar Street Bridge here to let us know what's going on at our iconic shopping place. And we were just talking a little bit before off air that it's full.
It is fully laced. And thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. We'll scoot you closer to the microphone there.
Okay, there we go.
There we
go. Is that better?
That's much better.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I'm so excited to share. We have a wonderful event coming up on Saturday, and you're going to be able to come into the bridge and experience something wonderful and new. We have all the leased spaces. They are leased out. I'm on a waiting list right now.
Waiting list to show. That's awesome. Yeah. What a change that's made in a short amount of time, too.
It is. There's a lot of good energy, a lot of great people that have poured their hearts into making the iconic Cedar Street Bridge something special.
Yeah.
Our upstairs has never been so vibrant, I think, You'll have to come. I've been trying to do a good job of not only getting shopping, but experiential learning workshops for our locals to come and enjoy, as well as gathering places for, people to connect and eat as well. So we have a wonderful bistro that's going to be opening up called Panaeus. It'll be opened up probably in the next couple weeks. But this Saturday, they will be giving out free coffee and samples. And so we just want you to come and experience this wonderful event. We're calling it the Give Back event at the Bridge. We have 9 months under our belt right now, and we are just so grateful. And yeah. So we kind of came together as a family and said, how can we share our appreciation? And we thought, okay, well, let's just give back to the community.
Yeah.
And we have so many wonderful local charities that are here. Each one of the tenants decided to choose their own. They wanted to kind of sponsor. And so everyone that comes in and spends money at the bridge, there's going to be a percentage of those sales that are going to the tenants' favorite charity.
Yeah,
and so great. We have like a list of charities that, you know, are being represented, you know, especially, you know, like our food bank. Everybody, you know, wants to sow into that, right?
Right, right.
We have... Angels Over Sandpoint, Bonner County Human Rights, the Sandpoint High School volleyball team is even being represented here. We had Food for Our Children, Angels Over Sandpoint. We had the Bonner Community Food Gospel, Bonner Gospel Mission.
Right.
But, you know, those are just a few.
That's a who's who. And everybody needs something, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Especially now, you know, we're kind of going through a downturn in our community, in our, you know, economy right now. Yeah. A little bit. We're feeling it. But you know what? I think we live in a safe haven. We live in a wonderful place where everybody still has that spirit of hope, and we're definitely providing that at the bridge right now.
Well, I think that's great. And if a person hasn't been in there for a while, again, it's a wide variety of different types of stores and kiosks and things now too. So
yeah. Upstairs, you'll be witnessing our Lego room that's been open. We actually have a waiting list to be a member of the Lego Club now. We have a ceramic shop, and you can go in there and you can, you know, fire off, you know, your own pottery.
Oh.
She has wonderful workshops there. We have a stained glass art lady that does workshops. A plant, we call her the plant lady, Verdant Plant. And she's got some amazing poinsettias that you can buy there too. So it's an array of different things. And the retro arcade, the kids are enjoying that. And so, yeah, we've filled it up. We've done a good job of doing that.
Good. And it's really iconic. You know, when people think about Sandpoint, they see the pictures down Sand Creek. It's always in there. And like we were talking about earlier, it looks to me like almost like a ship, like a boat, because you have all those windows on the one side that way, and heaven help you trying to keep things warm and cold and with all those big windows. But that light when it comes through there, it's just so amazing. It truly is. And I think it was copied from in Italy. I think
was it?
You know, yeah. More about that.
Yeah, there's actually only three covered marketplaces in the world. That's what makes it iconic.
Yeah.
And I actually met the guy, Scott, that had that vision from Italy, and he wanted to bring it here to Sandpoint. And so I sat with him and I said, okay, I want to take this to the finish line and make it what it can be for our community. And so we had a wonderful conversation, but that was his vision here.
Yeah, we know Scott.
He's
awesome. Everybody in town knows Scott.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed getting to know him, and we're going to start putting some of that history also in the bridge.
Oh, good.
That we can just, you know, remember our roots and, you know, just I think a lot of people from all over the world in the summertime definitely come into the bridge. It's one of their first places that they land.
Right.
But, you know, most of us at the bridge, I call it the bridge family, we want the locals in.
Right.
And that's been our heart, is to reach out to the locals and let it be a place where everyone feels really comfortable to meet and to eat, gather, and just experience.
Right.
And so I've been very strategic in trying to figure out who to bring in to lease the space. And it feels like we have a good combination going on right now. So
this is the group for the holiday season, then they're pretty well in at this point. So.
They are. Well, you know, putting the bistro in, we've done this upstairs. And so that's a brand new endeavor. There's never been like a restaurant on the spot that we're doing. And so that's taken a little more time. We thought we'd have it open by the Saturday, but it's just going to be, you know, free coffee.
And tell us about the bistro a bit. Who owns it? What are they going to offer? I mean, tell us more.
Okay, so the bistro has been like the owner and what I call team bridge family. We've all known we had to bring that food back to the bridge. It was absent when we took over in February.
Right.
And there was a wonderful bistro that was there prior. But what we were inherited, we just didn't have the space to recreate that.
Right.
So we were just like trying to think outside the box. What could we do? And so we looked up upstairs. So right when you walk up the stairs, you'll see the bistro on the left-hand side.
Oh.
And we're actually creating, and it won't be ready by Saturday. Believe me, I'm going to try to get it done by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. But we're going to create what we're going to call the loft. And it is a cover. It's a seating area that's going to go over the center of the bridge when you walk into the entranceway.
Uh-huh.
And that will be additional seating for the bistro that's going upstairs. And then up ahead, we have plans to kind of build an outdoor deck right there in the front that overlooks Cedar and First. And then you can kind of take a look to the right, and then you'll see the Sand Creek and the water there. And I think it'll be just a really neat spot, actually.
Absolutely. That's great. Yeah. It really is. And looking to the future, anything else planned? I know you're probably getting ready for the holidays.
We are. We have, one of the big events that ends up happening at the bridge is Ladies' Night, for sure, on December 6th.
Right.
There's 10 or 12 of the local businesses that are in the downtown district business organization. So a lot of business heads our way on that evening. So we're all looking forward to that. And I believe that the bistro will be open by then. So homemade sourdough cinnamon rolls, hot fresh panini sandwiches, soup and salad. That's what. And, of course, coffee. The coffee is wonderful. We're actually using a roaster from Coeur d'Alene, Union Roasters. And the coffee is amazing. Wonderful.
Good. Give me the times again. And there's some kind of a gift card or something people can win, too, when they're there. There's a drawing.
Oh, yeah. So now let me talk about this Saturday.
You do what you want to do.
Please come on Saturday. All the tenants will be so – all the businesses are going to be so excited for you to come in. But when you come in – for the first, as long as supplies last, right? We have these give back bracelets, and everyone will receive one of those. And then each one of the store owners have a charm to put on that bracelet, and they're all different. And so that's something that you get to keep for yourself or give back to somebody else that you just want to like share some generosity or love to. But then in the back, we have Lexar homes, and that's where you'll go to enter into a raffle.
Oh, okay.
And there's $100 that we're giving out. We're calling it our bridge bucks, and you'll get to spend as you like in the bridge at any one of the local stores and the vendors there. So there'll be a lot of fun things going on at the bridge, and Creations always makes it fun and festive. So
they're the old timers anymore, I think.
Creation. I know. Well, actually, what's so fun is that Creations expanded with that Lego room.
Right. Right.
And so that generation grew up, and we needed to find a solution for them. And we have. So, and you know what? The adults, they're like, when is adult Lego night?
Wouldn't that be fun? Wine and Legos.
Sip and build. We're doing it. It's going to come up soon. Right. I already have a waiting list for that, too. I have a lot of waiting lists going on right now. It's been a really amazing influx of generosity coming our way and energy and we just start every day on our knees and pray.
Well, you know what? That's a good place to start. And again, you've made it happen there. You really have. And it must be fun for you to walk in there and look in the open beams and again, the glass, all that. Many of us have seen it go through Coldwater Creek days, and there are many different little shops in there, then not so busy sometimes. And now it's a new life in there, which is
cool. I kind of pinch myself sometimes because it is so awesome to be a part of that wonderful space.
Yeah.
I call it Noah's Ark in the nighttime.
Oh, okay.
It just feels that way. You've got all that wood surrounding you, and then it's just a really neat space. And we're so lucky to have it here in Sandpoint.
Yeah.
And I think, one of the things that I hear a lot of the locals, they kind of stay away from downtown. We have over 3,000 people that are employed in our city that work downtown.
Right, right.
And so I always encourage the locals to come back because, as they come back and they support the businesses down there, then we can thrive, through those, seasons where the tourists aren't here.
Stacy, thanks for your time today. And Saturday, people should stop by there and check out the new and improving Cedar Street Bridge. So
thank
maybe
you.
We'll see you there. You take care.
Okay, thanks so much.
You
bet.
Bye-bye.